It was 7 o'clock on a May morning, and the dead straight road through the forest glittered with the tiny luminous mist of spring. On both sides of the road, the moss and flower-carpeted depths between the great oak trees held the theatrical enchantment of the royal forests of Versailles and Saint-Germain. 500 yards. 400. 3. 2. 1. The man coming up from behind slowed to 50. He put his right gauntlet up to his teeth and pulled it off. He stuffed the gauntlet between the buttons of his tunic and reached down and unclipped the gun. The man with the gun had slowed. Now he was 50 yards away. His face, undistorted by the wind, had set into blunt, hard, perhaps Slav lines. A red spark burned behind the black-aimed muzzles of the eyes. 40 yards. 30. A single magpie flew out of the forest ahead of the young dispatch rider. It fled clumsily across the road into the bushes behind a Michelin sign that said that Saint-Germain was 1 kilometre to go. The young man grinned and raised an ironical finger in salute and self-protection. One magpie's sorrow. 20 yards behind him, the man with the gun took both hands off the handlebars, lifted the Luger, rested it carefully on his left forearm, and fired one shot. The young man's hands whipped off his controls and met across the centre of his backward-arching spine. His machine veered across the road, jumped a narrow ditch, and ploughed into a patch of grass and lilies of the valley. There it rose up on its screaming back wheel, and slowly crashed backwards on top of its dead rider. The BSA coughed and kicked, and tore at the young man's clothes and at the flowers, and then lay quiet.